97.1, it's Adam Akadosius back again, bitches. Let's do the damn thing, Mr. Wang. Driving around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud reppin' 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I said it. Right? Check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the Reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Babu. To Conway Jr., his show's so great. And OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Yeah, that's me. What time is it?
Back up, back up.
What time is it?
At 9 o'clock, they got Gina on the news. With Jerry on the board, that makes two fellow Jews. Beware the Conway curse, though, it's the truth. If you still don't believe me, here's the proof. Timmy's over a decade in his career, but he also lost two co-hosts in the past 5 years. Wanna be his partner? Just get it clear. The other guys weren't fired, they just disappeared. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. Y'all heard it first from Adam Akadosius. Host of Frida HD, that's me, Shazam. When Sophia turning 18, I said it, man.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, you're a big effing stud, dude.
Jump up and shout.
What's that?
Yeah, on your feet.
Oh, you want me to do it one more time?
Doesn't matter.
All right, y'all. It's Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. And OG Valley Stud reppin' 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
It ain't gonna get one more listener.
All right, folks, we'd like to introduce two very hot chicks who were, they were both models when they were 15. And those contracts are probably over. But they're still very attractive, yet both in their 40s, I believe. You say you're in your 40s?
Yes, okay. I'm 42.
Sam Phillips and Kristen Minter. Nice to see the two of you.
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
The Cougars are in the house.
All right. Now, I
We're not mid-40s. We're early 40s.
Early 40s.
40s.
Yeah.
All right. Now, see, only girls can get away with using the term early, mid, or late. You never hear a guy say that. Like when you say to a guy, how old you are, he goes, he never says, I'm in my late 40s.
If he's in his 50s, he'll say, I'm in my early 50s.
He
Trust
does
me.
Not.
Yes, he
Get
does.
Out of here.
Nobody wants to admit being 50.
Get
Nobody.
Get the hell out of
Nobody.
Here.
If they're 70, they'll admit they're 50.
Yeah, no. All right, Chris
True
Minter
enough.
Is with us. You can check her out, and we're going to set her up with some guys, some young guys. Now, you're 43, right?
42.
42, and you used to model quite often. You met Sam Phillips when you were 15 years old modeling?
Yeah, I met Sam when I was 15.
Wow, look at
we
the
both,
two
we
of you.
We both lived in New York.
And she
I didn't live in New York. I commuted, and you brought me to your house and got me stoned to try and corrupt me because I was a little too...
Straight-laced?
Yeah.
Did you get high with Sam the first time?
Yes.
Is that right? Did she take a pass at you? I mean, have you guys ever slept together?
No.
Are you straight?
Have you ever made out? No.
No. No.
Are you a straight woman?
I am.
Have you ever been with another woman?
Only in a movie.
In a movie?
Wow. I only kiss women when I get paid.
Oh, boy. How far did you go with the chick in the movie?
Well, thank God she wore a padded bra because I really didn't know what to do with her stuff, you know? So I felt her padded bra and kissed her. And she told me that
Are
I was
you
the
serious?
Best. The best she ever had.
That's a great story.
Who's the chick? Who's the chick? A famous actress?
Yeah, she's on General Hospital now.
She is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Megan Ward.
Was it Laura on General Hospital?
No, I've never met Laura.
All right. I don't know anybody else in General Hospital.
Is that the blonde lady, Laura? Luke and Laura?
Yeah, Luke and Laura. Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
All right, Sam Phillips is with us, also Kristen Minter, and she's looking for a young, hot dude. And you go down to the early 20s, right?
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid to go early 20s. Look at that. All right, I'm going to give the phone number out here. Guys, if you're between 18 and 24,
29.
29? All right, 18 and 29.
Yeah, we'll go up to almost 30.
All right, 18 to 29. And you want
to choose from.
And you want to hit a hot, hot 42-year-old chick. We're going to set young guys up with these old cougars. You know, because they want to, Sammy, please.
I know, hold me back, man.
They want to enjoy themselves, too, before they die.
And hey, let me tell everybody, Kristen Minter, you can see a picture of her because she's super hot. At Kristen, it's with a K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Minter, M-I-N-T-E-R.net. And can I explain what she looks like?
Yes, absolutely.
She's about 5'9", 5'10"?
5'9".
5'9".
Rockin' body because she's a spin class teacher.
Wow.
Oh,
on her side, you know, on the side when she's not making big movies and starring in television series, you know, she teaches spin classes. She's got a killer. Look at her ass. Stand up for a second.
Let's see that ass.
Look at those
legs. I thought
we
were going to show him our matching underwear.
Oh, yeah. And look, we have kind of reverse underwear. I have green with a pink bow, and she's got pink with a green bow.
You have a nice set of knockers?
Wow, you guys are both. Those are G-strings, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at that, man.
I don't know. I don't judge my own knockers.
And okay, so she's got great boobs. What do you like, a D, a C?
No.
Hey, when you wear those G-strings, does the, like, can you fart the string apart eventually?
What?
Like, if you keep farting enough, will that string give up the ghost?
No.
If you wear the same underwear for, like, 3 years, maybe, every day.
I didn't know.
It's elastic. The string that goes, you know,
I
in
know
the crack
elastic,
is... Well,
but
I mean,
eventually, you know, it gets worn down.
Do you think the gases are that, you know...
Listen, when you're, you know, 43, there's a lot of things that slide
you
right through you.
You think we have acid farts?
I don't know, baby. I don't know. I don't know what you got. I don't know what you got going. All right. Kristen Minter is with us. You can see her. Kristen. K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Kristen. That was a pretty clunky way to spell it, huh? K-R-I-S-T-I-N-M-I-N-T-E-R. .net. And those pictures are pretty hot, especially the one where you're naked in the tub or in a pool?
In a pool. I was a little younger.
And they see that, and you can see your ass. You can't see anything else.
Nope.
No.
And a hot ass.
You've never done any nude modeling?
No.
Were you ever offered?
Yeah.
And you said no. You passed.
I said no. My dad said to me he'd pay me what they were offering me not to do it.
Wow. That sounds like something your dad would say.
So is your dad broke?
No. Actually, I didn't ever tell him how much they offered me.
What did they offer you?
I think it was like $75,000.
Wow.
And, yeah, he thought it was going to be like $1,500.
$1,500?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's nice. Well, because that's what we modeled.
Where does your dad live?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, I see. Yeah, back in Pennsylvania, you can get $1,500.
Yeah.
$75,000. You turned down $75,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm actually a little modest. I mean,
turn down okay. No, we can use that? Oh, okay. No, you can say that word again.
Sorry.
I guess.
Vagina. We can
okay,
say
yeah,
that
all right.
word.
No vagina. All right.
I love that that's the worst word out of everything.
Yeah, but by the way, I think the guy writing the check for 75 G's is going to knock it down a tad at that point, right?
What? Because she's older now?
No, because if you go no vagina, he goes, yeah, okay. Oh. How about $75?
It's disgusting when they're like spreading their legs, showing their stuff. You gotta.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Cougars are with us. We got Sam Phillips.
Did I say something else wrong?
We just got to always check because people are so crazy what you can say nowadays or not. All right, now what kind of guy? You're looking for a young dude. What kind of qualities are you looking for in a dude?
Yeah, Tim's going to write a list.
Real quickly, we got to take a break.
Well, he's got to be
like...
You
go to break! Shut up, Jerry! Oh, Christ, I know what time it is. I've been doing this 11 goddamn years! Sorry. Go ahead.
Six. You got to be taller than me.
All right, taller than you.
You need a job.
And a job?
Yeah.
All right.
You have to be able to keep up with me.
What does that mean? What do you try to run away from people?
Yeah, you got to catch me.
All right.
I get nothing.
All right, so you were really, I mean, tall and a job. That's still a lot of people are still in the pool.
Okay,
yeah.
Dark hair, light hair. Do you have an eye preference?
How tall?
Yeah,
I like big men.
How big a job?
Like 6'3".
But how big a job? I mean, does he have to have like a $300,000 a year job? $600,000?
$100,000? No, he's got to be funny and be able to pay for my dinner.
Oh. Funny? All right, well, hold on a sec. Funny and dinner.
And dinner where? Like McDonald's dinner or like Orso dinner?
You know, it depends on my mood.
Okay.
All right. Do you like walks? Do you like walks on the beach and movies?
Not in the beginning.
Just sex?
No, not that really quickly. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I do
get
it
right into the sex.
Right in the beginning.
Have you ever had a one night stand?
No.
Have you ever had sex with a guy you didn't know his name?
No.
Sam?
I've had both of those.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you. Hey, Sam, have you ever had sex with a guy you did know his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. All
right, just checking.
I had to remember.
All right. Kristen Minter is with us. M-I-N-T-E-R. Sam Phillips is with us. P-H-I-L-I-P-P-I-S, whatever it is.
You're very funny.
And sure. If you want to date Kristen Minter, again, she's 42, looking for a young 20-year-old buck.
Do you know that she played Randy on ER, the receptionist, for 8 years, this little hot tamale right here?
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips and Kristen Minter with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. A little cougar dating with these women who are in their 40s, looking for guys in their 20s. I don't really like the term, but I guess Jack Silver likes it. Cougar dating. It makes you sound so desperate and angry.
I'm the consummate cougar, buddy.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like... It's not flattering.
Arr, cougar.
No, cougars are sexy.
Yeah.
Cougars, you know, they maul people on mountain bikes and kill them.
A snow leopard. That's not so sexy.
Yeah,
cougar.
Right.
That's hot.
All right, let's talk to some of these young studs who want to roll around with Kristen here. You can see her on her website, Kristen Minter, MINTER.net. Check her out. Let's talk to a Clark in Northridge. He's 22. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Say hey to Kristen Minter, man.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Clark. How are you?
You know, like good, you know?
Yeah, apparently.
Hey, how old's your mom, Clark?
My mom is, how is she? She's about 45.
Oh, all right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Not that far off from Kristen's age. Now, why do you want to date Kristen, Clark?
Never been with an older woman.
Never?
So, never.
Wow. I need to see a picture of your mother, because if she's more attractive than I am, then I can't do it.
She's a very beautiful woman, but...
No, this is where you got to say your mom's a pig.
No, my mom is very ugly, and you're probably 10 times better looking than she is. So.
Yeah, your mom is so cross-eyed, she reads 2 books at once. You got to give her one of those lines. Come on, dude.
She'd be cross-eyed and very smart, too, because that's probably really difficult to do.
All right.
Hey, Clark, what do you think
what
can you offer an older woman at 22? Do you have a job?
No, I'm not going to lie. Not very much at all, actually.
So. Are you
good in bed?
Dude, you got to lie again
there,
too.
Yeah, you have to be good in bed. You got
to
be good at something.
Oh, yeah. I'm Casanova in bed. I'm, like, totally good at it, so.
Who says? Do you say that, or do the girls you're with say that?
Like, all the girls that I say, like, that I do with, they like, I like Lothario, like, they love it. So,
what's your move that you always get the chicks going
with? The signature move.
I'm really good, like, missionary.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, are you an artist?
I mean.
Like a creative, do you take creative writing at all?
No.
Who would have guessed? All right, Bubba, you're too dull for her. She's a model, and
she needs more spunk.
Got a lot of crap going on, man. You got nothing.
He sounded nice, though.
I know, but
I have to be picky.
You have to aim a little higher.
Yeah,
all right.
A guy who says he's great at missionary. You know, it's like, hey, what's your favorite drink? Ice
water.
That
means I'm going to have to teach him everything.
I love ice water.
Yeah, and we had to talk him into admitting that.
Yeah,
so.
you want a guy with you deserve it. You're 43 years on this planet, 42, and you've seen it all. You've had guys pull every move on you. You need somebody to really hit it with, somebody to light that fire, man. Not a guy that says, "Yeah, I got really nothing much to offer, but I'm great at missionary." That doesn't happen. That's not good enough.
It's your life's too short, damn it. We need
all right.
To
Angel
enjoy it.
In
yeah.
Roland Heights, you're on 97.1. You're on with Kristen.
Hey, how's it going, Kristen?
Good. How you doing, Angel?
I'm okay. I'm actually on the 60 on my way home from work.
All right. Well, we got your freeway down. What else you got to offer?
What are you driving, Angel?
Actually, I'm in my beater right now, and my 99 Tacoma that I take to work. Oh, but you know, in the garage, I had that cool 2004 Mustang Cobra.
And what's your profession, Angel, that you're coming home from work?
Actually, I'm a truck driver. I have my own rig. They label me as an owner-operator.
Wow, at 23?
Yeah.
All right, and you like older chicks?
You know what, to tell you the truth, the only older chicks I've been around are probably strippers.
Excellent.
So, but, Actually,
how old are the strippers? I know where you go. You're in Roland Heights. He's in Roland Heights. There's a place called Coupe de Ville out there where all the strippers are 60 plus.
Cougar de Ville?
Yeah, Coupe de Ville. It's a great place. Great hang.
Well, wow. I guess they can probably do things upside down. I'm not really qualified for that.
You're
sort
limber.
Of work.
You are very right. limber, though.
Hey,
if you wanted to be, you could.
If I wanted to be.
Angel, how old is your mom?
I want brain damage from hanging upside down.
My mom is about 44, I think.
Oh, perfect. She's totally into it, dude.
Just 2 years older than Kristen. That's
all right,
great.
All right, hold on one second. You like that guy or not? Yes or no? Yay or nay?
No.
No. Pass.
I mean, I like him
pass,
as a person.
Dude. I know. But I mean, he doesn't do anything for you. Hey, have you ever been with a guy who you are older than their mom?
If I thought that I was older than the mom, I didn't ask about the mom. What I like to say
But does
is,
anybody like these young guys who you're attracted to, they want to do like role playing, like you're the teacher, they're the student?
That's too much information. I can't give that out right now.
Come on, dude.
Come on, play.
It's incriminating.
But do you ever do like, you're the apartment manager and they're the tenant?
I like teacher student. You know, I'll give you an A, little boy. Come over here. Sit on my lap.
Really? You seem more like the handcuffs kind of.
You know what? That's why I'm not teaching school. I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean.
What's the youngest guy you've ever been with? I mean, like recently.
He was 14 years younger than me.
And what about the oldest guy you've ever been with?
60.
No.
50?
No. I'm thinking.
Do you want to know the youngest one I was with?
Did he have dementia?
No.
Do you have dementia?
I do. Yeah. That's why I need young ones, because they can remind me what I forgot to do.
When you want to go with a young guy, or you go with a guy who's younger than you, does that it give you a lot more energy?
Yeah, they can keep up with you. Because, you know, when you teach spin class, you exert a lot of energy.
So
you need a young buck to keep up with you.
Jerry, she said buck.
I said buck.
You can play that.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
When's the last time you had, like, butterflies inside? You're like, oh, my God, that guy's unbelievable. I can't believe he called me. I can't believe we went out. When's the last time that happened?
It was a couple of months ago.
What happened? Bad vibes?
He didn't treat me very well.
He didn't? Burned again?
No, actually, no. I don't really want to tell the truth.
Okay. All right, Kristen Minter is with us, MINTER.net. She's 42 and looking for a guy in his early 20s. If that's you, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Can I tell you the youngest guy I've been with in my late 30s, 40s?
Sure.
19.
Wow.
Wow.
Sammy.
That's almost jail bait.
I know.
She could go to jail.
She was a Marine.
I have a pretty wide range of, guys will say they'll go 10 years younger or 5 years older.
Right.
And I got this from a friend of mine in the Valley. I like, my rule of thumb is 8 hours after they're born and 8 hours after they die.
Oh, that's disgusting. You don't like
I think that's
movement?
Illegal. Both of those are illegal, Tim.
Oh, get out of here. All right, gang. It's a joke. For God's sakes, don't write me letters. Don't email me. I don't read them anyway, and the station doesn't read them anyway. So F you. F everyone who writes letters. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us, and also Kristen Minter, MINTER. She's 42, and she's looking for a guy who's in his early 20s. Is that you? Call us at the station. We'll hook you up. You guys can do it tonight. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips joins us. You know Sammy.
Slammin' Sammy.
And also Kristen Minter. She's 42 years old. You can see her, Kristen, MINTER.net. She was on CSI and Dirt, and she was on ER for 8 years. 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you save any of that dough?
No.
All right. If you want to date a 42-year-old hot chick and you're in your 20s, this is the only station doing this, I believe, tonight.
Ooh.
Let's talk to Marvin in Orange on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I am a broke stand-up comedian with a fear of commitment.
Perfect.
Yeah, I can't.
Can you get
tell
in your
you
car?
I'm on the floor.
What car?
Yeah.
I will. Although I'm a nice guy, I will introduce you to my mother on the first date because that is where we will be having dinner at.
And how old is mom?
I don't know. I'm bad with numbers. 80? I don't.
No, your mom can't be 80.
I like him. His mom's 80.
No. How old's your mom?
I think she is. She just turned 52.
Okay, that's perfect.
That's great.
All right.
Last month.
But this sounds like you got a real connection here with Kristen.
Well, no, yeah, of course. I mean, I am a fan. I am a fan of her work.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Well,
which work?
ER. ER. I love ER.
And what's the
ER.
Perfect date, dude? You go on the first date with her. What do you got going?
Oh man, walk around the block a couple times. We can go back to my place, but we got to keep the door open.
He's broken. He lives at home.
Yeah, we go. We have dinner with your mom.
Your mom doesn't let you close that door, huh?
We have dinner with your mom, and I get along with her really well. We talk the whole night and ignore you.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Basically high school again.
Excellent.
I'm 23.
How tall?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, that's tall.
We like him tall.
I look very awkward. Do not. 6'3", about 165. I am a beanpole.
All right. Well,
there's nothing wrong with being thin.
Yeah, Kristen likes that, dude. I think you're in.
Yeah, she's really thin, too.
Yeah.
If you're thinner than me, you're done.
What is that, Kristen? He'll do it. She said to bring your own condoms. Of course he will. Please,
baby.
I have
to buy the condoms. I still have
the one that my dad gave me when I became a freshman in high school. So we'll use that.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I feel about taking someone's virginity. I'm scared.
Are you a virgin?
No, sir, no.
Oh, you're not, okay.
But you just never that condom.
No, he never used a condom.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a first for everything.
He's got 9 kids. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm going to get your email address because Kristen's really into you, dude. She even, like, stood up, and she's like, yeah, that's my boy.
I showed Sam my underwear again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed that?
No, I missed that, yeah. All right, let's talk to Mike in Oceanside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, good evening.
La Cougar dating, man. Look at that. The older women, the younger chicks, or the younger, older chicks, younger men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what's your story, dude?
Nothing. I'm just in the military.
Did you go to Iraq?
Yes. I'm about to go there in about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, you've been there,
God.
Or you're about to go there?
I'm about to go there again.
Okay.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what do you do there? What's your position?
Oh, I'm an aviation ordnance man. I just work on the helicopters.
Are you serious?
Yes. So you put the weapons on the helicopters?
Yeah.
Ready ordnance? That's pretty cool.
All right. I guess so. I don't know.
How tall are you?
I'm not 6 foot. I'm like 5'10".
5'10"?
5'11".
Oh, bubble.
Well, close. I'm close, but no cigar.
I kind of feel like I have to go out with him because
he's
to Iraq.
A serviceman.
I mean, you gotta
give one
you
for
gotta
the team.
Support the troops.
Yeah. and then you run into him like 3 months later at Starbucks, and you're like, hey, I thought you were going to Iraq.
Oh, right.
He's like, yeah.
You know, there are
right.
so many sociopaths in Los Angeles.
Yeah, then all of a sudden he's like working at Jamba Juice, and you're like, hey, I thought you went to Iraq. He goes, no, dude, I just wanted to bang around with you, baby.
Right. And he's 16.
Yeah, but he gives you like a free immunity boost or something, one of those drinks. You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you?
An immunity boost?
Yeah, that Jamba
Juice
sick?
Or
the, what is it? No, we don't want to take any phone calls from people she knows.
Really?
No.
Why, who do I
that's
know?
It's just terrible radio. All right, let's talk to, it is, come on, Sammy. Then they go, hey,
if,
don't you remember
has,
me? Don't you remember me?
What if he has an embarrassing story
well,
for
then
me?
Well, you can talk to him off the air, babies.
Oh, all right.
Come on.
Yeah, we're not trying to hook you up with people you know. We're trying to hook you up with
people
you don't know.
Jake in Temecula. You're 21?
Yeah.
You're 21 years old, ooh. And Kristen here is double your age. Look at that.
That's so dirty.
Yeah. And Jake, how old's your ma?
She's 45. She actually is in the ER right now, so it's kind of coincidence.
What's she in there for?
No, she's an ER nurse.
Oh, thank God. We got worried for a minute.
Yeah, we thought
something
happened.
Heard her.
Yeah.
I thought I could come over.
No.
I thought, what a terrible son where mom's in under the knife being operated on in the emergency room.
And the
son's like, hey, you want to go out and do something?
Yeah, wanted to catch a cougar, right.
Yeah, you can just hear flatlining in the background.
Yeah, and he's calling his mom a cougar as well now. And she's hurt.
Right. All right. What do you got to offer real quick? You're on with Kristen.
I got stamina.
What does that mean?
Jesus Christ.
I'm a young buck, so I got stamina.
What does that mean, specifically? Because I can run really far.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you are a spin instructor, so that would work, right?
What's a typical session, like a sexual session?
Are we talking about sex?
Does it last an hour with you, 2 hours?
Section.
How long does a session last with you?
I do intervals where it starts out about, 45 minutes. The middle one is the longest one, and then the last one is going to be the topper.
Wow.
So what is that?
That sounds oddly painful.
Like
a jackhammer or something.
I like the battle of words. Sounds like it's intervals.
Not painful at all. Sounds like you should call the cops after the first one.
Oh, my word.
Like this guy. This guy's still banging me. Get over here. This guy out of my life, out of my apartment. All right, dude, you're a big stud. What the heck, dude? 45 minutes, then the big one, the middle session is really hot, then the last one is...
After you're bruised from the first session, you're like, forget it.
The third one, you just shoot him.
What about the guy who owns a chain of restaurants? That sounds like a good one.
He's 23?
Jesse.
Line 3. All right, we got to take a break here. All right, Jesse, real quick, what do you got?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
All right, what chain of restaurants you own?
We own a chain of restaurants, Taco Nazo. I don't know if you heard of fish tacos, Taco Nazo.
All right.
Yum.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did hear about that. I got food poisoning. Honest to God. I got a great food poisoning story for me. No. All right. How many restaurants do you own?
At least you can buy me
22.
Dinner.
22. So you're doing well.
Wow.
Oh, well, I'm the GM. My parents own the restaurants.
Good
I just rub
for
them
you.
On them.
So as soon as they, go
kick off.
Move on, then you own the joint.
Something like that. I don't like to think about that.
I'll bet you dream about it every night. All right, Kristen, you're on with Kristen. Go ahead.
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing?
I'm good, Jesse. How you doing?
Fine, thank God. I'd love to take you out.
Oh, man. Couple of fish
Romeo.
Tacos.
That's
I'll get
dirty.
A basket of fish tacos, take you out to...
Then you don't need me.
I got two fish... where would you take her to dinner?
I would take her to... I'll take her to Ensenada for dinner.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at you, dude.
Last time somebody took me to Ensenada,
you sound like a decent guy. Let's get his email address, too.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. Kristen, you are the best, and thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you find a very special guy. And keep showing that G-string to everybody.
Okay.
You'll track somebody.
And you know what? Kristen teaches at Made in L.A., her spin class. So if any of these hot guys want to go check her out, show up at her job.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I'll be all sweaty.
She's the hot cougar in the room.
Yeah, go to her website, Kristen, Kristin, Minter, MINTER.net. And there's a nude photo over there, too, as well. All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have the news with Gina. Gina, what's going on with the news tonight, baby?
Well, now the blind can enjoy porn just like a sighted person, and the radio apocalypse is upon us. This and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right. Enjoy Letterman's top 10 list, top 10 ways the world would be different if cookies had never been invented. Oh, you heard the list already, huh, Jerry? All right, fantastic. All right, Sam Phillips continues with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.